Now we come to the last division of this chapter. Paul changed his hope for the future. And here we have it in verse 20. And let me share this verse with you. For our conversation is in heaven. Now, conversation here is citizenship. And you find that in the better, I think, translation. And it actually means the total way of life and of living. It means the new lifestyle. Now, Miss Montgomery translated it, our city home is in heaven. And I'll be honest with you, I think probably that's closer to what Paul is saying. And it means just simply this. The word is politeuma. And we get our word politics from that word. Politics is almost a dirty word today. But politeuma, politics, has to do with the city. It has to do with the life of the city. Now, in Philippi was a Roman colony. And actually, in Philippi, the laws of Rome were in force. People wore the same kind of styles they had in Rome. They spoke Latin. Everything was like it was in Rome. And they were a colony of Rome, a colonial city. Now, the church should be a colony of heaven. And that means they ought to act like they act in heaven. Believe me, that's not always true, is it? And they ought to have the language of heaven. And they ought to live like they live in heaven. That is what the word means. Our city home, we are a colony of heaven. And therefore, that should be our goal. That's where we would want to go. That's where we'd want to be, would be in heaven. And we're to represent it down here today. We're ambassadors of Christ down here. And Paul is saying now that we are to represent heaven and heaven's message here upon earth today. And as I used to hear Dr. Herbert Bieber put it, all the way to heaven is heaven. Therefore, the child of God should be experiencing the joy of the Lord, the peace of God, and the love of God. These are things that are present experiences for the child of God. For our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the whole tenor of Scripture, of the New Testament, and the hope of the believer is never the great tribulation period. Paul doesn't say here, and he has it here with such a note of joy, and on the high plane of praise to God, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he doesn't say, after you go through the great tribulation period. Now, the great tribulation period is a time of judgment, and the church is delivered from judgment and will not go through it any more than the fact that Enoch did not go through the flood. Now, somebody says, but God can keep you in it. Yes, God kept Noah in the flood in a boat, but he took Enoch out of the world. There'll be two groups of people that'll be his. In the great tribulation period, one will be taken out, as he says, to the church in Philadelphia, and the other are those that will be going through it. There will be a great company of Gentiles and 144,000 of Israel. And if you think that's not Israel in the church, then I'd like to ask you what tribe you belong to, because not only is it called Israel, but also each tribe. And how many is in each tribe? And you certainly better find out what tribe you're in if you're planning on going through the great tribulation period, because they are to be sealed. It's becoming increasingly absurd to me to hold a position that the church is going through the great tribulation period. There are those that say there's not a verse in Scripture that says the church will not go through the great tribulation. May I say there's not a verse in Scripture that has anything to say about the church not doing other things, but that the church will do them, I'm sure. I'm confident that we're going to all have a position, a job to do throughout eternity. But he doesn't go into detail on that sort of thing. The scripture is also clear on this, that the church has a glorious, wonderful hope for the future, and that between right now, it's tissue thin between where we are and the rapture of the church, and that does not mean he'll come tomorrow, because Paul had a hope that apparently he felt like even in his lifetime the Lord could come, and I can't find where Paul expected to go through the great tribulation, and he was having a lot of trouble, and he never interpreted that as the great tribulation. Some people seem to think that the great tribulation is probably a hard rainstorm, that it probably is a slight 60-mile-an-hour wind that'll be blowing through the earth. My friend, it's horrible beyond description, so much so that in the book of Revelation, it's described in the most vivid terms, and you can't tone it down or tune it down. Now, here is a note of gladness, and these notes of gladness and of expectancy make it very clear that the church is not going through a great tribulation. Our conversation, our citizenship, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, after we go through the great tribulation. Nowhere does it say the church is going through it either, my friend.